It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Did you get a gift basket, Prime Minister, when you got the job, and was there a beak out in it?
Did I get a gift basket when I became Prime Minister? No.
Not from anyone. You'd think you would, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, I would have. You know, not one that contained a
beaker. No, well, we should probably sort that out. Although,
massively disappointing.
You're not going to have a lot of opportunities to try and win prizes, are you?
That's true. I think probably people might question my priorities if I'm just hanging on the line trying to cash in on my beaker.
Yeah, you don't want partner Clark to be at home just sitting by the radio trying to win things either with your card.
Anyway. Oh, if it's Sunday and it's kids' story time, that'd be all right.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, there you go. Well, there's something to think about. Other things. Congratulations, by the way, on the new 600 support roles for kids with special needs.
That was a very appreciated move by
the government. Although I did speak to a psychologist that day who said, it's all very good and well, but it's not at the coalface. It's not where we need it. Money. That's going to do is pay middle management more money. Is that true or not?
It's about both, I think, is what I would say. So we do need more direct support services for people with specialist skills. So one of the things I did in the speech was talk about the extra places we funded for speech therapy for people with vision impairment, for extra service, 1,900 more children in early childhood who have special needs getting direct support. So we've already spent last budget over 200 million on that, but what classes, teachers and principals have consistently said to us is that yes, you can provide all of that, but you're still relying on the teachers primarily doing the assessment and coordination of matching need with support, and sometimes there'll be multiple support. You might have a student who needs both speech therapy but other things catered for as well, we've got teachers or deputies being allocated the job of coordinating that. And then that means when the child goes on to another classroom, you have someone else then doing that job. And so we need both. We've funded half of it. Then we came in and said, look, we keep hearing that these coordinators are needed. We'll pay for them because at the moment schools are, and they'll be dedicated because previously it's someone doing, it's a teacher doing both. And so we're funding 600 of those. It's costing us 217 million.
Money well spent.
I totally agree. But that does mean combined we've spent roughly $500 million in 1 year we've invested in special needs in education.
It was woefully lacking though, wasn't it?
Even then, there's still more to do. And I should be really clear on that.
Yeah, there was. You and I have talked in the past about how, in the government's long game, the vision that you have for the New Zealand of the future. You know, there's a place where there'll be a lot more counselling, a lot more people you can talk to about the way you're feeling, a lot more sort of counsellors and teachers and not so much teachers. To keep it away from that for a second, but the trained people that can deal with stress management, can deal with depression, can deal with it's the same. Same with special needs teachers, isn't it? When I say the same, I mean where do we source all these people from?
Yeah, and you're right.
Is there one country we can just tap? The Dutch are really good at that. We should get them in.
We do have Kiwis offshore with some of these skills, and so we're trying very directly to recruit them back.
That's one thing we're doing.
Sorry?
What's the technique there? Hi, it's the Prime Minister here. Come back.
there's education recruiters that work out there, and so they get recruited to go offshore, and so we just try and recruit them back. And also, we do tend, when we're looking for education, those in education, to then also target areas that have similar education systems to ours, so that ease people into it. But we ultimately need to train more. What we do on pay and these pay rounds matters. So starting out teachers.
Yep. So this brings us to the teachers' strike, which will be happening on Monday.
So they are in mediation at the moment. That started on Monday.
Yep. You've made an offer though, haven't you? You've put an offer on the table.
Yeah, the last version of the pay offer would increase the starting out teachers' salary from memory 48,000 going up to, from memory, 53,400. So a bit of a jump there in that first bracket, and on average about $7,000 additional salary increase, but also increasing the non-contact time for teachers and other things that are important too.
How do you think that's going to go down?
I'm hopeful.
Is it 15%? Is it a 15% rise? Is that what it was? Something like that?
So what ours was 3+3+3, 9% was the offer. But the totality of the package is more in 3 years than they got over the last 9 under the last government.
Yeah, so of course. Once again, woefully lacking with the last government. But the strike's happening on Monday. What are they hoping that's going to achieve? Do you think? What do you think's feasible? Can't tell me that, actually. I can't ask you that, can I?
Well, you know, what we're putting forward is we are, it is a big investment because, of course, keeping in mind that anything that we do to increase salaries and staffing, we then fund, we fund forever.
Yeah.
I hear people sometimes say, but you've got a surplus. That reported surplus, I would describe as a one-off bonus rather than an increase in our income.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee it stays. And so, it doesn't take long to spend then. Whereas if we, the offers that we make, we fund forever. So, and we have to budget for good. So that's, in crude terms, one of the things we have to factor in. You know, we've just settled police, we've settled the nurses, all of them significant increases from what they've had before. But I get that they're asking us for more because we're a sympathetic ear. We know that they've been really pressed and we know we need to invest, but we can't do it all at once.
So they're still going to strike, though. They're still going to say we're not happy. Are they just doing it because they can? Are they doing it because they really genuinely think it's going to make a difference to the offer that you're going to put to them?
Yeah, it's a mechanism available to them. Of course, I hope we won't be in that position. And we need to use the week that's there. I hope it's really fruitful. So we'll see.
And getting into it, midwives as well. The midwives are taking part in strike action later this month.
Yeah, that one's directly between DHBs and midwives.
Yeah.
And so that's something for the DHBs.
Did you have a good midwife?
I had an amazing midwife.
So did we.
I had an incredible midwife. Yeah, very, 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 very lucky. I'm probably sure lots of women say this, but of course, you bond a bit, so I'm
Elsa,
sure
Elsa was no nonsense. No nonsense. Rough. They told us how it was. It was good. I really appreciate
it. You need
it.
A bit of that.
Yep. And Kiwi Build. If you've got time, could you talk a little bit about Kiwi Build?
Yes.
Phil Twyford, who apparently went around to 100, we've got a listener, a BFM listener, who's 100 years old, and Rob was, my friend Rob Bollocks was telling me that Phil Twyford popped around there with a banana cake and 2 vouchers for the hair salon.
Oh, I love it.
Now, I challenge all other ministers to do the same.
Well, of course, I went to 100th recently, and I took a ganache cake.
Listen, you're trying to add up that make something as good as a gift basket like Phil had.
Really acknowledge that a banana cake and trips to the hair salon
vouchers,
are far
not just
superior.
Trips, vouchers, Prime Minister.
Far superior.
But so Phil Twyford anyway has come under fire for admitting Kiwi Build's not for low income families. What's going on? This isn't what we were doing with this. This is not what it says in the brochure.
Well, not yet. I mean, Kiwi Build at the moment, if you talk about what we're trying to do in housing as a whole, I'd like to think we're harking a bit back to the old Michael Joseph Savage when he started his building program on state.
But not everybody knows their Labor history so well,
Which is why I'm going to give you a little quote. He said, we're trying to cater for everything and everyone, and we are. So, we've got our plans to build 6,400 more state houses, our plans to increase public housing tenancy. So we've got 1,200 more now that we've done in a year. We've put more money in Housing First, which is for those who have been, traditionally perhaps rough sleeping or really struggled with finding permanent tenancy. And so that's what we're doing on that end of the scale. But what we've acknowledged is we've had a total failure in our housing market. People aren't building what first-home buyers are looking for. So roughly what would fall into a first-home buyer category makes up about 5% of the market
right, when
we came in. So that was a problem. Anyone looking around for housing, if you're looking at house prices in Auckland around the $1 million mark, there weren't those modest homes on smaller parcels of land.
Yeah. There's no modest homes in Auckland. Not anymore.
The price points that we have. Yeah. So what we've said is we want to use the scale that we have as the state, as the government, to intervene in that market failure. So we're not subsidising housing. We're just using our scale and buying power to build more houses that are available.
Has the government ever, is there a reason that we don't look at the shared equity plan?
And that's why I say not yet for KiwiBuild. Yeah. So we wanted to get KiwiBuild up and running, and now we're looking at shared equity, rent to buy, elements that will help people get over the huge deposits that are, and that's what tends to lock out people on those, on lower incomes, being able to rent and still save significant deposits.
See, and if they, for those people who don't understand what shared equity is, so you go into a partnership with the government pretty much and owning the house, don't you?
Or there are social agencies who do that now, Housing Foundation and the like. So we are looking at that now.
Hey, Prime Minister, thank you so much for talking to us. We'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks. Have a great couple of weeks. Thanks a lot. See you, Jacinda. Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.